take you all in. I was saying about community over the last few days. Why do I say I'll give a talk? Don't ever let me do this again, sort of thing. Of course, the momentum in me to give talks is probably a bit stronger even for my community to stop me, but the process is not very pleasant for me and possibly for the other people living with me, so I do apologise for that. The theme for the attainment of enlightenment to accept this ordination, it's a rather big theme, isn't it? I was very keen when I first took it on. I thought, great, that would be great. I wouldn't mind speaking about that. But I've got a bit overwhelmed, and it brought up all my kind of, God, does enlightenment really exist? How on earth do I think like that? Why do I think like that? Yeah. So I've had to sort of work through quite a bit of stuff in myself. Yeah. Yeah, so it's been quite a difficult talk to write, and I think it might even be quite a difficult talk for me to give, but here I am doing it. It's one of these peculiar things, when you give a talk, it's a bit like stepping into an aeroplane. You're not going to get off until it lands, yes? I feel a bit like that with this talk, you know, I'm up here now until the end, okay? Yeah. Yeah, so my talk is called Enlightenment as Heart, Life as Whole. Profound, isn't it? This is something me and Shubha Vyuha came up with when she said, Sadnandi, as your publicity manager, I need to have a little title for your talk. So I said, oh God, I don't know. We played around with a few things. I said, oh, Enlightenment as Heart, Life as Whole. God, that's fantastic. I said, yeah, now I've just got to write the talk, haven't I? God. Anyway, so that's what it's called. And the first section of the talk is about enlightenment as heart. Yeah. So in this part, I'm going to be talking about a few particular points. The importance of having faith that enlightenment is possible. That enlightenment is possible for us. Yeah. That is the crux of it, the heart of it. Now let's talk about how to hold a vision. Then talk about the relationship between that aspiration and joining the order. And then talking about the significance of saying those words in a ritual. Yeah. And then under the section Life as Whole, I'm going to talk about why this aspiration needs to manifest in our daily lives and how we can keep the heart of our spiritual life alive within the whole of our lives. Yeah. Okay, that's the only bit that's neat about this talk. The rest of it's all a bit chaotic, okay? It's good. It's nice. I've got it all in blue, that bit. Yeah.